When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
When you do all the things, and it's been many years since you've hit your highest rank, what do you recommend I do next? I'm a very positive person. I will never quit, but I would love some tips to maybe change it up a bit. I see so much in here. Carrie, I could talk with you for an hour easily because there's so many little things in there that are like hitting me between the eyeballs. I'll just start it off because I know the other two ladies are seeing what I'm seeing too. First of all, is there any possibility that the things that got you to your highest rank in the first place are no longer really being done? Sometimes you say you're doing all the things, but sometimes the things that got us our success, we morph and shift and change and reinvent the wheel so many times that we don't realize that where we are now, we're not, what we're doing doesn't even resemble what we did to get here. Because when we're ignorance on fire, we have a whole different attitude. And right now you're kind of fire on ice. And I'm glad that you're positive. That's awesome. That's awesome. But there's also something called toxic positivity, which means sometimes you're so positive all the time that there's things going on underneath the surface that you're pushing down and you're not acknowledging because you know that you're supposed to be positive. So you're trying to ignore it, but by ignoring it, it's actually just building up inside you. That may or may not be the case. I'm just throwing out some concepts. But what I will tell you is that if you've been stuck at the same place for a really long time, this is the perfect example of not being able to out-earn your personal development. You have hit a plateau and you need to grow to the next level in order to earn that next level. There's a very good chance that you have created some kind of correlation between the ultimate next level success and what that's going to mean in your life, and it's negative. So I don't know what that is, but maybe if you... I'll share what it was for me because I know this is so common, it might resonate with you. But I found myself plateauing a lot at various stages of my business for long periods of time. And what I realized is that my default setting was that whenever I achieved something amazing, in the back of my mind, I was always waiting for the other shoe to drop. I was like, something good happens, so then something bad and equal has to happen to level the playing field and bring me back down to where I belong. So if I ever got outside of that and achieved something a little bit higher, I would pull myself back down to size, quite literally. I didn't realize I was doing it. I was like, dang, I've been at the same place forever. What is wrong with me? It's because I would not allow myself to grow beyond that because growing beyond that meant something negative in my subconscious that I wasn't aware of. So you have to become the conscious observer of your own situation, your own triggers to think about what that is. It could be that one of your parents achieved something incredible and it caused friction in their marriage. It could be that one of your siblings accomplished something and something negative resulted from that. Maybe they lost a friend or they lost it all and then they struggled. Or maybe you got all the attention growing up and every time you got all the attention, your sibling felt crappy and you didn't like that. So now you're only comfortable with a certain level of achievement because if you go beyond that, it's going to ruffle feathers and you're not prepared to deal with that. So you have to address whatever the cause is to you being plateaued for you to be able to grow beyond that. And then that's what we're talking about when we say you can't out-earn your personal development. When your personal development takes you to that next level, you will blast through that ceiling and you'll surpass your next goal. And the funny thing is, when people do that, they're like, it's crazy. It's like it was almost effortless. I know. Because lessons are like boomerangs. They just keep coming back and hitting you in the forehead, and they come back stronger every time until you learn it. Once you learn it, it's like the doors swing open and you just saunter on through. It's not hard, right? So you have to do that mindset work.
Everything Stacey said is spot on. I mean, I could share my own story too. I am the only child out of 8 children from my mother and father. And there was a lot of jealousy there with me. They always thought I got everything. And I grew up that way. But not only that scenario, but I had the scenario of my mother being a business owner and she loved what she did and it was a priority over me. And so I am so, and have been always, very aware how I have to be more present with my family than anything else. So I had to learn how to scale my business properly. Did I do it right the whole time? No, I felt like crazy and I wanted to quit. It's when I found Ray that I started doing it right. But you have to go back and find those moments, and you do have to go through them. You can't go around and can't keep suppressing them. You're worthy of this. And if it's because there are some people you know out there that you love and you don't want them to remove their love from you because of your success in this profession, then you're going to have to stop being afraid of that and move forward for the people that are most important to you, the people that you're doing this for, not the people that don't want you doing it because they want to keep you in that little tiny box that they knew you to be 10 years ago, 20 years ago, a year ago. You are designed for greatness, and your greatness helps other people. That's what your greatness is. Just understand that. People forget it's not an ego thing. Your greatness is there, and the more you step out into it, the more people you help. That's what greatness is. That's what leadership is. So if you have people like that that want to keep you in that box, don't be afraid of them. Keep going, because you've presumed what that's going to do to you. I guarantee you it's not going to be as bad as you think. Because the people that matter the most are going to be reaping the benefits of your hard work and your personal development. Step out in courage.
I'm going to do something crazy here. My initial response was going to be to go back and watch some of Ray's laser coaching. But because, Carrie, you stepped out in, you know, putting your faith in us, asking that kind of question, here's my offer. I am more than willing to jump on a call with you. I do a little one-on-one private coaching just to get to the heart at where you're stuck. Because someone who asks a question like that wants to do the work and wants to get beyond it. And the three of us are, this is what we live for. This is why we train and coach. So I'm going to reach out to you after this live. And if you want to hop on a call, I'm more than happy to. If you say, no, I don't want to talk to you, which I don't think you will, because obviously you want to do the work. But Ray's laser coaching, this is for anybody. If you find yourself plateauing like that, a lot of his laser coaching hits these topics right between the eyes. So that's my recommendation there.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.